Okay, so we're up to Simon Kuf Hei. Two easy simonim, Kuf Hei, Kuf Vav, the laws of Tircha and Cholamai, and the laws of Mekach and Memkar. Kealocha Kuf Hei Dvarim HaSulim Mishum Tircha. It's on page Resh Ayin Dalet, the second to last page of the handout. Asur Halacha Aleph, Asur Lehasiya V'lisa Mitaltalav U'chlebesai B'cholamoid Midira Shebuchatzer Zoh. One is not allowed to move. Okay, you're not allowed to hire movers. Did you ever see someone move in Chol HaMoed? You see all the time people are moving. Big trucks. Chaim Shmerl movers. But you're not allowed to do moving on Chol HaMoed. That is a known Ferish Halacha. Even if you want to go from an ugly home to a beautiful home, it is forbidden. However, if you're not moving your property outdoors, you're moving things around, your furniture indoors, even outdoors, but it's within one chatzer, mutter is permitted. If you have two courtyards and they are adjacent, it's mutter. Because it's not something which is bifar hesed. It appears as long as you're not doing bifar hesed, it's not a zilzul in the kedusha of Chol HaMoed. Uvamokum seda. Okay, when it goes, they ask him, well, let's say you're dealing with a loss, they're not going to move your furniture, they're going to throw it away. Then mutra afilu me'ir li'ir. V'chein midira shena shaloi l'dira shei shalo. Mutra mishum simchas yamd. If a person wants to move from a home that he's renting to a home that he owns, he holds that it's mutra. Mishum great simcha to live in your own home. You're allowed to move your property, your furniture from your home that you're renting to the home that you are going to live in. Let's say halacha. So if you have property that's exposed and you're afraid it's going to be sold or lost, you're allowed to transport it indoors. Kol masha efshel lasas betzin yase lechatchila, try to do it privately. The imi efshel lasas betzin mutal lasas afilu befarhesa, you can do afilu befarhesa. Let's see over the shrimps of halacha. On the bottom is aleph halacha bedira shehu shaloi. You're allowed to transport things from a home that you own to a home. To a home that you do not own, to a home that you do own. Ayin Baruchas Chaim, B'Shem Sefer Minchas Patim, D'Gam Im Hudor B'Beiso, V'Yesh Lo Kelim B'Beis Acher, Mutar L'Havim L'Beiso, that you're allowed to transport them from one home to another home. If you're living in your home and you have Kelim in another bias, Mutar L'Havim L'Beiso, D'Chein Mashem B'Roshu B'Beiso, V'Ayin Sham. Okay, another application, you basically, whatever you need for your living conditions, you're allowed to transport the Chol HaMoed. Next, V'Limcha B'Tzina, you're allowed. That's the next sim. Let's go to halacha kovav. Dine mekach u'memkar b'chol hamoid. Bo ches ifim. Kol sechora asura bein liknas bein limkar. One may not engage in commerce on Chol HaMoed. Rak im nizdam eloi revach meruba. If you have an opportunity, you can go and you can engage in this transaction, but b'tzina. What? Meruba means a great profit. It has to be an exceptional profit, a great bargain, an opportunity, a unique opportunity. Why is that called? That's a big risk. There's no guarantee. Over here, it's a sure win. However, you should try to transform this success into something that you can use l'tzarch yamtiv, and you should purchase with the funds that you have earned in this opportunity for tzarch yamtiv. Halacha beis im yesh lo schor sheyesh locho shimim karena ato yafsid min hakeren. If you have merchandise that if you don't sell it. If you sell it now, shim yikrena ata yafsim in hakeren mutu l'machar mishum d'havidah. I think it means if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose its value. Then it's mutu l'machar mishum d'havidavar ha'avid. Avol im ein lachos shiyafsid ela shadam yar ela shalo yarvich achar kach. Asur l'machar kiminias revach loy mikrei hefs. This is very powerfully said. A loss of profit, a loss of potential profit, is not called davar ha'avid. Davar ha'avid means literally. You're going to lose money. But if you're not going to lose money, you're just not going to gain profit, that is not called a Dover Ha'aveid, and that is Osir. The only exception he made was in the previous halacha, if it's a very rare, unique opportunity where you're going to gain a Hefsid, a Revach Meruba, then that would be the exception. Halacha Gimel. I guess every person, it's relevant. Every person is different. For some people, $10 is a Hefsid, is a Revach Meruba. For some people, you need $1 million to be Meruba. I guess every person is different. Yeah? Any loss, even a small loss, is mutter. On a halacha base, he's speaking about just not losing money. He's speaking. Halacha aleph, you mean? Halacha aleph. By halacha aleph, it says revach meruba. I think it's simple that it means a kiss. So every person is different. Right? The halacha base discusses a loss. Even a minor loss is mutter.
I understand the loss, but I don't understand using anyantif to make a killing.
It's
chalamayit. Right. So it says, that's what it says, revach meruba yachol liknos v'limko b'tzina. Only b'tzina. Plus, you have to use this, what you gain, you have to use some of it for tzorcha yamtif. So that way you are transforming something which otherwise would have been usher for something which would be mutter. Okay, let's say halacha gimel. Im chal yirid. Another situation. Let's say you have a fair. There is a public fair, or there is a market day. What do they call it? There's a trade show. Let's say you have a trade show scheduled in Las Vegas for Chol HaMoed. A Chol HaMoed trip. You go down to Las Vegas for the trade show, and once you're there already, so you'll already go. But maybe the Chol HaMoed trip, you'll go to the casinos and have a good time, right? So in Chal Yirid Shehu Yom Hashuk Habol Leprakim, which comes occasionally, O Yom Hashuk Shebuchol Shavua, or the Yom Hashuk Shebuchol Shavua El Sha'ata Hu Koidem Ha Hacha goes shemis asvim koinim harbe. It's night now before the. I don't know what that word is. I don't know what that word is. The non-Jewish holidays. Shemis asvim koinim harbe mutar limkar. You're allowed to participate. The kevan shahu davar she'enei tadir. It's not something which is common. Chashvinon gam minias harevach kimoy hefsid. In this situation, it's a trade show that happens only once a year, twice a year. If you don't attend, you're going to lose parnasa for the entire year. Avol b'yom hashuk shebuchol shavu aser. But something which happens every other day, once a week, it's no big deal. It is aser. It's a zilzlin kedushas chol hamoid. Uche shebo'im lepa'amim soicharim oy sefin. Or they buy for a very high price. If you have a very rare opportunity, and indeed it is mutter. Halacha dalet. Person needs to buy wine the harvest season. Now it's either now or never. Now is the time you buy for the entire year. And if I don't buy now at a cheap discount price, I'm going to lose for the whole year. You're allowed to purchase, but for purpose of business investment, that is forbidden. Halacha, hey, dvarim hanitzrachim l'moed, something that you need for cholamoid or for the yomtiv, could go in peros v'tavlin moichrim kedarkon. You're allowed to sell. Someone who has a store does not have a store, but on yomtiv, in order for people can buy for their needs. Afilu bifar hesia v'kevan sinshem mutarim lifteich hachanus b'shul yisrael mutarim limkor gam le'ein yehudi. Once already allowed to open the store for Jews who need these things for yomtiv, or you're also allowed to engage in business for the non-Jews. Halacha vav l'tvo. Are you allowed to collect debts on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes, because you'll never know if he'll pay you. If you have an opportunity to collect your money, even though theoretically you could wait until after Yom Tov to call up and to collect your chayvos, it doesn't matter. If now you have an opportunity, you'll never know. He may never pay you. He may take advantage of the situation right now. Halacha zayin lahalois beribis lein yehudia yulau haragalatz la mutar. You're allowed to lend to ribis to a non-Jew who often comes your way. Mutar b'mnei dahave dover ha'aveit shlo yargil es atzma etz lacher. Because once you lose the momentum, if you're not going to lend him money today, he may find someone else who will lend selling the money to Ribbis, and then he's not going to become your loyal customer. So in order that it should not, you should not lose the momentum, you're allowed to continue to engage in business with a non-Jew, even though it's not necessary, just for the future, for the purpose of maintaining your relationship. Let's say you lend money to a non-Jew who never lends money, who never borrows money from you. So that you're a customer. So therefore, you don't have the excuse that you have to maintain the relationship. So here you have a profit. So are you allowed to do that? So the answer is yes, but you should use the profit of that week for Simchas Yom Tov. You should transform something which otherwise would be aser into davar mutar by using the money for Simchas Yom Tov. You're now allowed to open up new accounts and sell merchandise to people that you're not familiar with. When it comes to selling merchandise, you can't use the excuse that I'll take the profit I'm going to use to go and buy Simchas Yom Tov. But when it comes to selling merchandise to your regular customers, you don't want to lose them as your customer. That you can do no matter what. You're not allowed to exchange money. You're not allowed to go to the money changer to exchange your American dollars for Israeli dollars, so on and so forth. Currency trading, Forex. Right? Forex, that's what it says. Well, I guess really I don't think that's what he means over here. That's not what he means. He means over here that it's a good day to go to the bank and to exchange. I think that's more like stock market investments. That is not in the spirit of Yom Tov. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Sha'arim Mitzion Behalacha Ois Aleph Volimkar Bitzina V'Ayin B'Sharei Tshuva B'Shem Shut Beis Yaakov Shachanus. That you open up a store on Chol HaMoed, don't open the store all the way. You keep the part of the gate down, so people know. You go to certain stores, it's half open, half closed, so you know that you can go in if you really need to. But they would prefer that you don't come inside. So you should show that really it's Chol HaMoed, and you're not open for business. Only people that absolutely need the schara, they can come inside. A person does not have a store at all, and he has what to sell, and he needs the money for Yom Tov, so he's allowed to sell out in the street of Hesia. That today the standards have sunk to a new low. That the scab. Okay, I think the sin, this bad conduct, this evil conduct has spread miyamim yamima from what used to be in the olden days. What used to be something that people was aser, and then it used to be only done b'shas tahatchak. Today, for whatever reason, has become mutal lechatchila, and that's not proper. According to Shulchan Aruch, hamavaz es hamayados ein lechelek loilam haba. If a person has the power to make a macha and to prevent people from opening up their stores, fortunate is that person. And he will be elevated to great success. That this is what he says, what the Chassam Sefer says, that we should be more nizer in the kedusha of Chol HaMoed. V'ayin b'lechem aponim shekosav tam shnei hagim heter b'psichas hachanios b'mnei shechoshim l'davar ovid. The reason why we're so lenient is because we're concerned davar ovid shlo yargilu hakonim lelech liknas l'makam acher. Because if the store is closed, people are not going to come. Once they get used to going to a different store, they're not going to come back to your store even after Yom Tov is over. Okay, that's all I got here. I didn't make new copies, so we'll just have to stop over here for today. Take a 1 minute break and then we'll do something else. Whatever time, I don't know, we'll probably finish early. Spring break.